Now, I'll close with this. This is my favorite disciple story. Now I'll take you back to Eremos Tapos. I don't know for sure that this is the exact hill, but it was a hill like this one. Jesus has just fed the 5,000. Long day. These guys have seen some amazing stuff. And then he says, get in the boat and sail across. I'll bet they're going, no, not again. Every time we go across that abyss, there's a storm. Not, please, not across. And Jesus says, sail across from Eremos Tapos to Bethsaida. Oh, we can stay right along the shore. So away they go. Now, again, humor me. 12 high school kids in a boat after a long day, and the teacher isn't with them. Okay? The world I live in, that's a cool thought. So he's up on the hill, it says. They're out on the lake. This is at sunset. I bet you they're having a great time. We'll ask them someday. And then it says, an east wind. Now, the Golan Heights is here, as high as 2,000 above. Sea of Galilee is here, 700 feet below. This is always warm. This is cooler. An east wind puts warm air above cooler air, and it's going to change places. And they got a storm. And those 12 kids in this little fishing boat are in trouble, and it's the abyss, no less. Now, the text says they rowed all night, and Jesus watched them. The next time you're rowing against the wind, remember who's watching. Okay, I'm very human, obviously, but as a teacher, I'm thinking Jesus is sitting there up on the hill going, I bet they'll listen tomorrow. I don't know. But he sits and watches them. And then I am so convinced, people, that Jesus has this delightful rabbi sense of humor. What I think is the funniest passage in the New Testament. At 4 o'clock, Jesus came out to them walking on the water. Now that in itself must have been funny later. Tell me if you saw it, there wouldn't be a chuckle later. But that's not the funny part. Listen to Mark. And Jesus, at 4 a.m., Jesus came out to them walking on the water, and he was going to walk on by. Hey guys, how you doing? Come on. That's exactly what, tell me there isn't a twinkle in it. He's going to stroll on by. They, of course, it's a ghost! It's the abyss. And then Rocky, Peter, Rabbi, if that's you, I want to come to you walking on the water. I can't wait to meet him in heaven to ask him, because I wonder if he really meant that. I wonder if he's thinking, why do I always have to be the oldest? If that's you, I want to come to you. And Jesus says, Bo, come. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think Peter thought he could walk on water? We'll ask him something. I can't imagine how he could have. He's a fisherman, not a nudnik. Every time he'd ever stepped out of the boat in his life, he sank like a rock. But I don't know. But let me ask you something. Why does he get out? Do you understand how badly he wants to be like his rabbi? He's willing to drown to be like Jesus. He's willing to look stupid. No, I'm not mad at you. I'm not even mad. I'm just so upset with myself. People, we follow a rabbi who walks on water. You cannot stay in the boat. My Jewish friends look at that story and they say, well, if the rabbi walks in water, you got to try. And their amazement is, what on earth is wrong with the other 11? Why are they sitting there? You follow a rabbi who walks on water. If you accept his call to follow him, He believes in you. He will take you so far outside your comfort zone, you won't even be able to see it. Because He walks on water, and that's exactly what He expects you to do. And can I tell you something honestly? I'm sick of being in the boat. I'm sick of keeping it inside. I'm sick of always thinking it won't work. I'm sick of always saying, but they were saints. I want to get out. And I watch these kids go on missions trips and go up to total strangers and talk about Jesus. How many of you would do that? So Peter gets out. I wish I could have seen the look on his face. And his buddies' faces. Look at Rocky. And then it says, he heard the wind and he saw the waves and he became afraid. And down he went. Jesus reached out his hand, pulled him up and said, "Oh, you of little..." I wonder what Hebrew word Jesus would have used for faith. I think he said chutzpah. I'll bet you that's exactly. "You give up so quick! Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt who?" See, I always would have said he doubted Jesus. I don't think so. Jesus is still standing there. There's nothing to doubt about Jesus. Who does Peter doubt? He doesn't think he can do it. And honestly, if you walk out of here today, or I do, and say, "I don't think it's going to work," it won't. How badly do you want to be like Jesus?